This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In the previous program, dear brothers and sisters, we talked about arrogance and how we considered it to be the first sin, and how arrogance threatens scholars of the deen and also scholars in other fields, and even among us common laymen, common students, workers, colleagues, and so on and so forth. And we also gave examples of different societies which had arrogance because of the color of the skin, how they treated people differently, all the way from lynching the blacks to police brutality to slavery. And the danger of arrogance is that one will leave worship and enter into a state of ignorance. Ignorance is when one does not see reality. He considers his imagination to be true, not reality. One reality, for example, is that every existence in every level is less than the existence of the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. That is one reality. Whoever considers his existence to be dependent and his existence to be from someone else is present and everlasting. But whoever thinks that his existence is in his own hands must see that he or she will die even if he does not want to. And he would continue to live even if he does not want to. One will not die until Allah allows him to die, even if he tries to kill himself. Not only is his life in someone else's hands, but his death is in someone else's hands as well. You are sheer poverty, and Allah is the one without any need. The verse of the Noble Quran says, O mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. You are the ones in need in front of Allah. And Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is the one without need, the praiseworthy. So we are all dependent. We are not independent at all, not even for a second. We are all dependent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why should we feel arrogance? Our existence in a vertical line is lower than the seal of the prophets, which is on the top of the line, and all the other prophets who are also on top of the line, the awliya Allah, and so on and so forth, until it reaches us. We are on the top of the line when it comes to other animals and plants and stones. But sometimes, because of our sins and our animalistic lust, we also fall lower than animals. Not only is this life of ours in someone else's hands, but our death is also in someone else's hand as well. There was an article that a man in New York took a loan for millions of dollars in order to build a skyscraper. The skyscraper was left halfway done, and he did not have the ability to complete it. Nobody else would give him a loan. Now he has a huge debt on his shoulders that is increasing daily due to interest, and his skyscraper remained halfway done. And nobody wanted to rent it. He decided to commit suicide by jumping off the top floor. He then thought, maybe I will not die by jumping, so it is better to drink poison and then jump off the building.
places. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
He thought that he would definitely die from one of the two reasons. He drank the poison and jumped head first off the building. On his way down, he crashed into a pole on the building and threw up the poison. On his way down, he crashed into a pole on the building and threw up the poison. So he did not die in either way that he had thought he would. When Allah does not want something, there is nothing that one can do. We must understand that life is not in our hands, not the start of life and not the continuance of life. Likewise, death is also not in our hands. It doesn't matter if you are the CEO of a billion-dollar corporation. Why do we feel this arrogance? You have all these CEOs who are billionaires and have billion-dollar corporations. Are they feeling arrogance? Sooner or later, they will leave everything behind and die, and nothing of that will go with them into the grave. So why this arrogance? Why treat other people differently? We have been created, raised, and remain living without choice. There are free choices you can make during your life. But there are some choices that you cannot make. It is in the hands of Allah. And that is that you have been created, born, raised, and remain living with choice, without choice. And you would die without choice. Everyone is dependent on Allah. And Allah is the only independent existence. Man must have the ability to do whatever he wants to do. Is he able to bring about this ability in himself? Do not say, I am doing this. Do you have the ability to do what you want? Your existence is not in your hands for you to be able to say that qualities such as ability are in your hands. We say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no power and strength except with Allah or in Allah. A scholar of the deen is also in need of Allah regarding his knowledge. One should not consider himself independent. No matter how much knowledge we have, being dependent is part of man's nature. One must not forget that he is dependent as long as he is alive. The place of knowledge is in one's memory. Allah decides how long knowledge remains in one's memory. 50 years ago, there was a scholar who taught a book. One day, when he woke up, he forgot how to recite the first chapter of the Quran. He was in a state of forgetfulness. When he entered the classroom, it was as if he had never read the book before, and as if he had never attended school before. He even forgot how to say, in the name of Allah, Bismillah. The memory stores knowledge like a computer, and this memory is one of the proofs that one's nafs is immaterial. One of the reasons for saying that the nafs is immaterial is the mind, the memory. The memory holds all information that we have learned during our lifetime. For example, the alphabet that one learns in first grade, if one's memory is taken from him, he will even forget the alphabet. So a scholar of the deen is still in need of Allah, even in regards his knowledge. And that is a shout out to all of us. We should not be arrogant because of the things we know. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is
all I need.
Love is all I need.